Utah has more kids per capita than most other states, according to Morgan Bell, a communications specialist for yourlocalsecurity.com. She says with more kids to keep track of, Utah cities are still safer than most communities in the United States. One of the ways Halloween safety is measured is the percentage of trick-or-treaters or the percentage of the population between the ages of 5 and 14. The other ways to measure safety on October 31st are pedestrian car deaths, violent crime, and sex offenders.
Provo, Utah, overall had the highest percentage of trick-or-treaters, and it was at 19.2%, and then a low ratio of violent crime occurrences, pedestrian fatalities, and sex offenders per capita.
Bell says Logan and the Clearfield-Ogden area also make up the top 10 list of the safest metro areas in the country for trick-or-treaters. But parents and their children should still take precautions to avoid dangerous situations.
Stick to familiar areas that are well lit. Be aware of your surroundings. Always walk on sidewalks. Look before crossing the street. Walk, don't run across the street. Use crosswalks. Supervise your trick-or-treaters or have them go in a group.
People not trick-or-treating should slow down while driving in residential neighborhoods. And Bell says avoiding distractions like cell phones can help keep families safe on Halloween. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.